Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jonah chapter 2, the verses 1 to 10. The prophecy of Jonah chapter 2, verse 1 to 10. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, "In my distress I called to the Lord and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hauled me into the depths, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swelled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, 'I have been banished from your side, yet I will look again toward your holy temple.' The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath bathed me in forever. But you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, 'Salvation comes from the Lord.' And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land." My theme for reflection is, when grace finds you in the dark. When grace finds you in the dark. Have you ever had one of those moments when you promised God the world, usually while stuck in traffic, sweating in a hospital waiting room, or looking over the edge of your bank account? We have all made those underwater vows, haven't we? "The Lord, if you get me out of this, I will never do it again," kind of prayers. Jonah's prayer in chapter 2 is one of such moments. A prayer born not in a palace, but in a fish's belly, literally. And while that might sound absurd, it is strangely familiar, because sometimes rock bottom is where our most honest prayers begin. In John 2, 1-10, we find a prophet who had just tried to escape the will of God, and now finds himself stuck, suspended in the stomach of divine correction. The problem is clear. Jonah ran from God's call and ended up swallowed by the consequences. But instead of being consumed by despair, Jonah prays. Not with perfect theology, not with noble humility, but with raw desperation, and grace meets him there. It is easy to read Jonah's prayer and roll our eyes at its self-serving tone. He blames God for the storm he caused. He talks about sinking, not sinning. He dramatizes his drowning, but never clearly repents. Yet, astonishingly, God still listens. As Karl Rahner once said, grace is everywhere as an active orientation of all created reality toward God. Even in a fish belly, even in flawed prayers. God responds not to Jonah's merit, but to Jonah's cry. The fish is not punishment, it is preservation. It is God saying, "You may run, but I won't let go." In many African cultures, there is a proverb, "No matter how far the stream flows, it never forgets its source." God, our source, remains present even when we have drifted far, swallowed up by guilt, fear, or the shenanigans of our own making. The resolution comes not because Jonah fixes himself, but because God, in sovereign compassion, commands the fish, and Jonah is deposited somewhat unceremoniously onto dry land. Vomited, yes, but alive. redeemed, recommissioned. What does this mean for us today? It means that even our clumsiest prayers are not wasted. It means that no cacophony of past regrets or spiritual detours can drown the quiet persistence of grace. It means that God's rescue may come in strange packages through a fish, through a friend, through a second chance we never earned. It also warns us not to mistake deliverance for discipleship. Jonah prayed for rescue, not transformation. His heart was still hardened. Likewise, we can say the right words and still resist the heart of God. But when we begin to pray with God, aligning our will with His, our compassion with His, then the real change begins. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what do your recent prayers reveal about your heart toward God and others? Number two, in what areas of your life are you seeking rescue but resisting transformation? And now our practical exercise. Choose a psalm, perhaps Psalm 51 or 139, and rewrite it in your own words as a personal prayer. Let scripture shape your voice before God. Pray it aloud, slowly, letting the Spirit reveal what is hidden in your heart. Gracious God, you are the one who hears us from the depths, even when we have wandered far from you. Teach us not only to cry for deliverance, but to walk in obedience. Break the pride that blinds us and soften the places that resist your compassion. Let our prayers rise to you not only from desperation, but from delight in your steadfast love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.